Well, in the neighborhood today, we have Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierre. Good morning.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Well, good. How about what's going on in Fort Pierre?
I've been trying to think this morning about what is something of greatest interest. And one thing I need to mention is that when I was at the Municipal League Conference in Rapid City, I was honored to accept safety awards on behalf of our staff.
Oh.
And we have an incredible safety record. And we received, I think for 18 years in a row now, we have received the highest award that you can get, which is the platinum, because our staff is just so good, and they have such a good safety record, and they keep up with all of the safety training, and so 18 years, that's kind of amazing. And of course, what that ends up doing is saving Fort Pierre a lot of money insurance rates. And I also want to mention that Kelly Tibbs is our safety coordinator, and she's the one that makes sure that everybody gets the kind of training they need, whether they are a brand new employee or whether they've been here 32 years.
Always great to have those that are just kind of on top of the whole thing.
It is. And it takes someone like that who can coordinate all of it, because there's a lot of different areas that need to be trained. And so really proud of our staff and what they do for us on a daily basis.
Great. And community of Fort Pierre is a great community. Let's talk. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff behind us now.
Yeah,
we have the horse racing behind us now. We have all of that stuff. We have, well, a couple of big holidays that are going to be coming up. What do we have planned?
Yeah, that's right. Well, there are always things planned. And, you know, one of the next big things will be the tree lighting and getting ready for the holidays. And so that's always a fun event. But you mentioned horse racing.
Yeah.
And there is an incredible article that PBS did on Shane Cramie and what he has done for horse racing in Fort Pierre. It's quite a story. And they did a great job on it. And Shane deserves the accolades because he has a good team.
Yeah.
But he pretty much has done that single-handedly. I don't remember how many years ago it has been that the state government was in a budget crunch, I guess, and there was $2 million in the fund that promoted horse racing and supported horse racing, and it was swept and used for other purposes.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know you could do that.
No, I didn't either.
No.
But apparently you can.
Apparently you can. And so they have been in, you know, financial straits ever since. And it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of lobbying on Shane's part. And he's kept it going. And it would not have happened were it not for his efforts. So,
well, yeah, and I remember years ago, I mean, it was Fort Pierre, I think it was Aberdeen.
Right.
There was other communities.
And now Fort Pierre is the only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's only one. I can't think what they call it. It's the closed circuit television where you can watch horse racing and place bets. And I think there's only one of those, and that's the only source of revenue.
Right.
So anyway, he's done a great job, and the horse races were, again, a wonderful success, and we were lucky to have good weather and good crowds. So I hope we can keep it going, because it's such a long tradition in Fort Pierre.
And it really is, and accolades to Shane. Shane does a lot more than just the horse racing.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
He's your energizer bunny over there.
He is, and pretty much anything any event that goes on, Shane is part of it. And so it is, in a small community like Fort Pierre can't do it. You know, one organization can't do it. The economic development, or the city, or Fort Pierre Tourism, or the Fort Pierre Chamber. We can't do it alone.
Right.
And so it is really important to have all those partnerships and everybody working together. And it's just a great, great team.
Right. Now, well, and if you can believe this, too, we're just a couple of weeks away from Halloween. course, we want all of our trick-or-treaters to be safe and such, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah, and somehow the weather yesterday reminded you of Halloween, didn't it?
Yeah,
the wind, the cool, cold wind. Yeah, and I know that one thing that's happening is the trunk-or-treat at the bank. The bank is changing. Dakota Prairie Bank is under new ownership and is changing names, but they'll still be doing the trunk-or-treat.
That's a big one.
Yeah,
it is. It's a big one. I mean, there's a lot of kids, and there's a lot of candy.
It is. But it is really a nice, safe place for parents to take their kids and not have to worry about them.
It is. And daylight hours, and you get to see all the great costumes and all of that.
Yeah, that's
so we've
right.
got that. We'll leapfrog Thanksgiving, Christmas, if we can believe we're actually starting to talk about that.
We are starting to talk about that, and when pheasant season opens, it's fall, and that's happening this weekend. So everybody be safe, we should probably also talk about Peaceful Pines.
Oh yes,
because we have had an update on that. They expect to start moving patients in the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh wow!
They'll be announcing soon some tours so that people can walk through and actually see in person what the layout is going to be like, what the rooms are like. They're making good progress, and I have talked before about the fact that all four of the top staff for Peaceful Pines are local. And oh. That makes me feel really good. Seems like whenever we talk about Peaceful Pines, there is a question and a concern about staffing, because that's an issue for almost every business there is, and the healthcare field is no exception. They have their director of nursing hired, that's Kayla McGee, and she's local. She'll be hiring an assistant director of nursing, and then they will continue to hire staff. But they have about 100 applications mostly from this area. And so they're getting good applications, and they're moving forward. When they're fully staffed, they will have about 65 employees. But they don't have to be fully staffed until the facility is fully filled.
Right.
And they can that can be a gradual thing. Right. So anyway, it's going well, and we'll keep you informed on when there are going to be some tours done, so that some people don't want to sign on the dotted line until they actually see the place.
Right.
We'll be keeping people informed on that, and I do have contact numbers if you want more information and just want a phone call, just let me know. And my phone number is 222-5530. You can call me anytime, and I'll push along the information.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
All right. So, Gloria Hansen, once again, People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate.